Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
So, I was heading back to my hotel from a friend's house at about 3 a.m. the other night. My friend lives deep in Brooklyn, and my hotel was in Manhattan. If you know the city, you know that's about a 30 to 45 minute train ride, give or take. The train finally arrived, and I was happy to be headed home. I was exhausted, and it was late. My trip had been going unexpectedly well until that point, and so I had faith that I'd be able to get home with no worries, especially since the trains and streets were basically empty at this hour. The train was brand new and had just been cleaned, something I've never seen before. It even smelled like a new car and still had fresh mop water on the floor. There were only about three other people on the train, all minding their own business, and so far so good. About two stops into the train ride, a man who looked like he was in his late 20s stumbled into our train car mid-ride through the connecting doors.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7-day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
He had a Nike ski mask, a shiesty mask, if you know, you know, which usually isn't a good sign on a nice 70-degree night in general, but I'm not one to judge by appearance, I guess. Plus, I know the shiesty mask is sort of a trend nowadays, so I didn't think too much of it at first. He sort of hobbled in, clutching his stomach, almost like he was concealing something or hiding a wound. His eyes were bloodshot red, and at first I thought it was because he was high or something, and he immediately hobbled into the nearest corner and sort of sulked there until the next stop. Then, he ran out of the closet door and erupted into the most painful crying I've ever heard. He was just screaming, moaning, and crying while stumble running alongside the stopped train on the platform, still clutching his stomach and screaming things like, "Why?" and gasping through his tears. Keep in mind that I'm sitting in the middle of the train facing away from the side that he got off of, so I'm kind of breaking my neck behind me to watch what's going on. He then ran back inside the same car through the door on the opposite side. He was on my right before, and now he's on my left. And there was no one in between me and him now, since everyone else was closer to the right side. He did the sulking while facing into the corner on the other side of the car now, but this time he kept screaming, crying, and yelling things like "Why?" again, but he was crying so hysterically that it was hard to make out a lot of what he was saying. From the certain words that I gathered, I'm almost positive that a very close friend of his had just gotten killed or something. It's the only thing that could explain why he was acting and the things that he was saying. Plus, he was suited up like he just came back from a street mission gone bad or something. At this point, everyone on the train was frantically flicking their eyes over to him every few seconds. You could tell that they were panicked, but not trying to cause a scene or rile him up more. I was getting a little sussed out myself, but I had seen and heard about worse on the subway, and if someone he knew had really just died, then I honestly felt horrible for the guy before anything else. But then the entire situation escalated to a point that I had only seen in movies or crime shows until now. The man stayed in this corner, crying, screaming, and muttering things to himself for another 3 minutes or so, all while still clutching his stomach as if he was concealing something. I had definitely seen a black object in his hands by this point, and I couldn't tell if it was big enough to be a gun or not. After I saw this, I tried not to take my eyes off of him for too long at a time since I was the closest person to him, but I also didn't want to stare. And by this point, he was starting to say concerning things like, "Someone's gotta pay for this." And then he would just repeat it louder and louder. And then he burst into a dialogue that made my heart drop. Keep in mind, he's still facing the corner, hunched over, clutching his item.
"All you sitting on this train right now, y'all gonna feel me tonight, you hear me? Y'all gonna feel me tonight, and y'all gonna hate it too. Oh my God, y'all gonna hate this, y'all gonna hate me."
And he kept getting louder and louder as he was saying this, to the point where he was basically screaming by the last point. I don't know what he said after that, because as soon as that train stopped next, I bolted. He was screaming stuff at me as I got off too, but I couldn't hear it, and I definitely wasn't trying to turn back. I ran back up the nearest street exit, chain-smoked a couple of cigarettes, and waited 20 minutes for the next train to come. I've seen enough in my life to know that this wasn't a situation I was willing to gamble with at all. I pray the last three people in that train got home safe and nothing happened, and I briefly searched Twitter and the news the next day for any possible info I could find and didn't see anything. But who even knows what's worth a headline to them down there anymore? My senior year of high school, I dated this guy, Tom. We dated for over a year, but the relationship was not good. We were always breaking up and getting back together again, fighting a lot. He threatened me often, and overall it was very toxic.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
His parents also had a very rocky relationship. His dad was an alcoholic and beat on his mom most nights. I even witnessed it when I spent the night there on rare occasions. It was pretty scary. Toward the end of his senior year, Tom cheated on me at his birthday party, and so we broke up again. 2 months later, we tried to get back together, but I realized that I just didn't like him anymore and called it quits for good. And that was 15 years ago, and was the last time that I saw him. Since then, I've heard that he became an alcoholic just like his dad, became very violent, and wound up in a mental hospital. I wasn't sure of the details on this, but I heard that he might actually be schizophrenic. 9 years ago, I met my now husband. We've been married for 4 years and have a 2-year-old and another one on the way. This is just for context. And maybe about a year ago, I got a random text message asking, "My name? ?" Now, I get work calls and texts on my personal phone, so I answered, "Yes?" And they wrote back, "How are you?" I should mention that I've had the same phone number that I've had since high school, and I didn't respond because I didn't know who it was, and at this point I figured it wasn't something related to work. A few minutes later, I got another text. "It's Tom. How are you?" When I tell you that I gasped, I responded, "I'm well. I hope you are too." And he wrote again, "What are you doing?" Again, I didn't respond, and then a minute later, "Do you ever think about us? Do you ever wonder what would have happened if we still lived together? Do you ever think about getting back together?" I sat in silence, rereading these messages, unsure of how to respond. Finally, I replied, "I'm sorry, Tom, but no. I'm married now and wish you the best, but I don't think that we should have any form of communication." And he responded, "Okay, sorry." Now, I thought this was weird, but whatever. Maybe the dude is lonely and just decided to reach out. Who knows, that was that. Now last week, his mother showed up at my family business. I've worked here since high school in different roles, and she and his father have gotten a divorce, and she now has a boyfriend she seems to actually be happy with. We exchanged pleasantries, and then she asked, "Did you hear about Tom? He was in an institution." I said I'd heard that and that I was sorry to hear it, and she said, "He killed several animals, and that's why he ended up getting locked up." Again, I said that I was sorry to hear that, and then she said, "Yeah, but he's out now. He's been for a while. You know, you were always my favorite girlfriend he had. Do you ever think about him?" I wasn't sure what to say to this. I wanted to say, "Lady, I was in high school, no." Instead, I said, "No, I'm married now with a toddler. I don't have much time to think about anything." Trying to lighten the mood, I guess. And she then responds, "You know, he's not a bad guy. I don't see him that much anymore, but when I do, he still talks about you. He wonders what could have been. Would you ever be open to talking to him?" And that's when I shut things down. I told her it was great to see her, but that option was off the table now and forever. I said I had to get back to work. I walked away and hid in the back until she left. What in God's name, though? This high school relationship was years ago. I want no part of him or his family, and I'm just so sincerely hoping that he doesn't pop up at my place of work. I have no idea if he's still around the area, but I really, really hope that his institutionalized self isn't. This happened last July, 2023, but a hilariously unfortunate Instagram notification reminded me of this unusual incident. My birthday was yesterday, and I, a 26-year-old male, got a Celebrate the Year notification that an algorithm paired with a picture of my black eye from when I first posted about what happened. And while this is far from the creepiest encounter on this subreddit, it's certainly a very bizarre and dangerous one. For context, I was a struggling homeless DoorDash delivery driver in New York City at the time of this incident. I say driver in quotes because back then, I didn't have a car or know how to ride a bike. I made deliveries either by taking the subway trains or limiting my delivery radius to a mile or less. I tried to stay in hostels whether I could afford them, but one unlucky night last July, I was out making deliveries at 4 in the morning since I had nowhere to go. Maneuvering on foot with food at this time made me an easy target, so I decided to stay near the highly populated and brightly lit Times Square area. I received an order from the Taco Bell in Times Square and accepted it since it paid well, and the destination was less than a mile away. As I turned the first corner, I felt something was off. I noticed two men walking closely behind me. Given the bright lights and tourists surrounding me, I initially dismissed the uneasy gut feeling that I was being stalked. And then they started walking faster and closer. I started changing my movement patterns, and they copied my exact movements. At this point, I realized that they were probably after the food that I was carrying, and I eventually yelled out loud, "Back off!" And they kept following closely behind. I started walking faster, and the men didn't stop, and they started increasing their speed.
"Back off!"
"What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
I yelled more aggressively, and they continued to follow closer. Tourists and bright lights still surrounded me, even at this point. As I approached the intersection into the following neighborhood, I continued shouting at these stalkers, and one of them yelled,
"Shut up!"
while the other punched me right in my right eye. Luckily, this caught the attention of the police who raided the intersection where I was hit. Unfortunately, this was also the moment that I lost faith in the NYPD. The men that attacked me fled at that moment, and two cops started chasing them. However, the bumbling morons lost sight of the attackers before even a minute passed. I stayed at the scene for about a half hour or so with about six officers, with a couple of them interviewing the many witnesses around. I remember feeling a sense of validation for what I just went through when one of the witnesses came up to me and said, "Dude, that's messed up, man. I hope they get him." The officers eventually had me ride in one of the patrol cars to see if I could identify the attackers in the surrounding area. And my memory of them was hazy due to all the chaos, but I remember the clothes they wore. And we eventually passed by some other officers cuffing the attackers, who I was able to identify from their clothing and from seeing their faces again. I was advised to go to the hospital, which I initially declined due to my current financial situation. However, I eventually decided to go since I had no idea how severe my injuries were. Ultimately, I only had a black eye that healed after a few days, thankfully. The DoorDash order was canceled despite the customer making no attempts to contact me, and this meant I got full pay and could keep the Taco Bell cravings box for myself. And I'm not gonna lie, it was nice to have a place to rest for a bit and enjoy a free meal, despite it being cold by that point. And after examination, I was permitted to rest for a few hours, when I was rudely awakened and told to leave in 10 minutes before security was called. My takeaway from this incident is that even in brightly lit areas with multiple eyewitnesses, it's always best to stay aware of your surroundings. Food delivery at night is no joke. Believe me, I have a laundry list of other sketchy encounters I could share here. But this was the only time that I was attacked in front of so many others, including police officers themselves. So, I'm a 19-year-old male, and my family moved into a nice house some months ago, back in November 2021. We had planned moving for years and basically already secured the house for us when the pre-owners, who apparently went to school with my parents in the 90s, were still living in it. We got the house sometime around the summer of 2021, but had to wait a few months for them to actually pack all their stuff and move out entirely as their new house couldn't be finished in time because of COVID. I was pretty happy when we finally moved in, since my parents basically gave the entire basement to me, because it wasn't like we were going to store anything anyways. We moved from a 70 meter squared flat to an almost 200 meter squared, don't know the exact numbers, but probably three times the size, but I'm just guessing, house with three floors and all of that. I was really impressed because we lived pretty poor for my country, in Germany, and up to this point, I had to share a room with my six-year younger brother for as long as I can remember. And as you can probably guess, I had no way to fill all the space with my stuff. Basically just set up my PC and my desk in the corner of one room with my bed and a wardrobe in the other end of the room. This was the room the furthest from the emergency exit, as my family called it. Basically just an old wood shed embedded into the ground which the pre-owner made accessible from the inside the house by removing a wall and putting new steel bars between the basement and the shed. It freaked me out the moment I first saw it. There are all sorts of bugs and spiders crawling in there, and it smells like no one has cleaned it in there since the house was built. A really, really heavy, dusty smell comes up every time you move a wood piece even by an inch. On the other side of the shed's door is our yard, directly accessible by a small fence. Usually, because of my very impulsive dog, no one tries to go near the fence as he'll storm the window and bark at the slightest gush, like a bird pooping on my car and the poop making a splash or some random pedestrians walking by like 5 meters away. No idea how he hears these things, I usually just run after my dog to the window just to discover what it was afterwards. For the last few weeks, however, I've been woken up several times by a weird squeaky noise at night. Up until earlier today, I have no idea where this noise was coming from. Then my dad opened the emergency exit door from outside and I immediately felt uncomfortable. This was the noise I heard all the time. When I confronted my mother about it, as she could be the only one going through that door, my dad works night shift 25 minutes drive from home and my brother is away on school trip since today this morning, she said that she would never go through that shed. She, quote, couldn't even climb in or out without breaking her legs. I went with that answer as I would probably hear the door connecting our basement with the rest of the house too if she were to go in or out through the door. I confronted my girlfriend who stayed at my place for the weekend and I remember hearing the noise clearly, but at that point I just assumed that one of my family members were sneaking out or something, so I kept quiet. She said she didn't hear anything. I told myself that I had probably just imagined or dreamt it, like those dreams that repeat every now and then. At this point, I'm feeling very uncomfortable and paranoid about the situation. When it got to evening today, I showered and got ready for bed, but wasn't really tired, so I stayed on my phone for a few hours up to around 1 a.m., just watching TikTok and doing Duolingo. Then I heard the noise again. Somehow my dog had not heard it, and my family has never heard it, and my girlfriend has never heard it either, and I'm just lying in bed not knowing what to do. But I decided not to be a coward, so I open the WhatsApp chat with my girlfriend and start recording with the flash on and the low-quality WhatsApp video because I was panicking and thought that I'd be more likely to send it directly to her if I had to confront someone. I ended up with a 3-minute video of me slowly scanning every inch of my basement with the camera first, and I thought that they would 100% be able to spot me with a camera with a flash on, so I armed myself with a sort of makeshift weapon from a chain and an old lock. Now fast forward 2 incredibly long minutes. I look like an incredibly paranoid idiot and end up sending the video to my girlfriend by accident. I can't remove it because she is very insecure and a deleted message in the middle of the night would certainly bring up more problems than just sending it. I'm sorry for the long post, I just had to put this somewhere. I don't know where else to turn to, as no one would believe me and I don't think it's a mental problem as I've been fairly mentally stable my whole life with no family history of mental illness. I just don't know where to turn with this as it is really messing with me right now. I'm definitely going to call off work tomorrow and look further into this. I can't set up a camera as my old phone's camera only works when unlocked and the screen would definitely be visible in case of an actual intruder.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
I don't know how they would react in such a situation, but I sure am not going to find out. I've heard stories of people living in other people's houses without them knowing, and I'm pretty sure that's probably what I'm dealing with. But if I told this to anyone else, they would tell me that I'm just imagining things or that I'm going crazy. And I hope that maybe you guys can give me some advice on how to proceed.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Now with McDonald's, wake up to a $4 breakfast meal deal. Wake up to a sausage McMuffin or a sausage biscuit to hash browns and wake up to a hot coffee. Get your $4 breakfast meal deal.
Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher for delivery.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dix.com/scorecardplus for details.